Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. It is Friday, September 30th, 2016. It's the Rogue One Friday, Rogue Friday, Force Friday, unbranded, branded day that you've been waiting for. I'm Adam Paulus. We launched all of our Entertainment Earth Rogue One Star Wars items for today. There will be more. Come back tomorrow, you might see some then. Come back the next week, maybe you'll see some more. There's going to be a lot of stuff. As you know, we have an exclusive set of astromech droids, which has been up for a little while. It is due soon. I recommend ordering one because it's very cool. And because if you don't, I may not be able to do more of this kind of thing in the future. So you'll want to do that. Well, I have some water. Didn't even see my lips move. It's great. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was The Magnificent Seven with $34 million. It was followed by Storks, $21 million. Sully, number 3, $13.5 million. Bridget Jones's Baby, number 4, $4.6 million. And Snowden rounded out the top 5 with $4 million. New this week, you can see Masterminds, Deepwater Horizon, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, and others you'll probably ignore because you're out looking for toys. In the news this week, through eBay, we saw the Transformers Dreamwave unpublished scripts from Simon Furman go up. He put up copies, signed copies no less, of the unproduced and uncompensated work he did for Dreamwave's final Transformers books during their downward spiral. The War Within and Energon books are among the 6 full scripts, which are joined by outlines for 2 more. Woody Allen's comedy Crisis in 6 Scenes is going up, and it sounds like a troubled production. Is it good? I ain't seen it yet, but people seem interested. A What We Do in the Shadows spinoff is coming to TV. I love that movie. It focuses on the cops from the movie and will be called Paranormal Event Response Unit. If you haven't seen What We Do in the Shadows yet, I don't know if it's on your favorite streaming service or not. It's a New Zealander vampire comedy. I'm hesitant to say it's really funny because it's so cliche and hackneyed to do that, but I had a great time. I saw a screening with the director and one of the stars. I saw it again in the theaters with my wife. It's really funny, and I recommend it to people. I want to see it again. I really enjoyed it. So, look out for the show. And, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, I believe, starts up again this week with 10 more episodes on Stars. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. And, of course, there were other things on TV this week, which you've no doubt seen discussed in great detail. I'll leave you to that. On sale at Entertainment Earth. I'm told to tell you that you should go rogue, which I assume means going crazy and doing whatever it is you want, but in fact it means it's time for the Rogue One A Star Wars Story launch spectacular. We've added over 100 items, some of which are still available. In stock, some are pre-order, and more things are being added all the time. If you like Star Wars, and I hope you do, check it out at entertainmentearth.com. Just go click on our Rogue One banner and you'll find all the stuff. There are exclusives. There may be more exclusives. You may even know what those are, because I don't know when you're listening to this. But check those out, as well as pop vinyl figures. We've got housewares. We've got vehicles. We've got micro machines. And we're adding more stuff as soon as we can get it. So do that. That's all I'm saying. New arrivals this week. We've got a lot of stuff in stock, some of which is, as of this morning, the Rip and Go BB-8, beeping and moving droid from Hasbro, the TIE Striker vehicle, Value Vehicles Wave 1. These are pretty cool. They're, they did the Hero Series 12-inch figures. These are kind of like bigger vehicles that don't have figure compatibility. The X-Wing has spectacular paint. The droid pilot in the X-Wing is so spot-on, paint-perfect, I don't believe it's a Hasbro product. It looks like something that came out of a master model maker. The rest of it's very good, but that droid, oh my goodness, it's fantastic. For the size, incredible. It also has a TIE Striker, which is a satisfying toy with a good click, and a Millennium Falcon, which feels very light and hollow in that assortment. But you might not see these around, so check out the Rogue One Value Vehicles on our website just to see them, because you're probably not going to see them in a store near you, I'm guessing. I didn't see the Millennium Falcon from The Force Awakens at all last time, and I go to a lot of toy stores, like, constantly. Constantly. And I never once saw one in person. The Class 2 Vehicles Wave 1 case is available, as is the Imperial Ground Crew action figure. We're taking pre-orders on some of these items, because some of them are in stock and some of them were in stock. The Luke Skywalker Force Effects lightsaber prop replica from Hasbro is the Return of the Jedi version of the Ancient Jedi weapon. You can order one. We're not going to get a ton, but you can order one. We have a Rogue One 31-inch Death Trooper Big Fig from Jack's Pacific, which is pretty sweet. And we also have the 3¾-inch Rogue One Action Figures Wave 1, which was in stock this morning and now is not. So if you want our next shipment, I'd recommend ordering it. I popped the case open. It's great. We'll talk about it soon. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to say about any of that stuff. The weapons aren't combined weapons this time. They're just spring-loaded or zipline-type accessories. So they work. They don't require any other stuff to be fully functional. It's a more complete thing in each individual figure. And Wave 2... Wave 2 is coming soon. But get Wave 1 first, and then you'll want Wave 2 to go with it. And that's all I got, because I got to keep it short, because things are busy, and I'm running late, and I was up late last night, and I got to eat lunch eventually. So I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Until next time, please follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Check us out at entertainmentearth.com. Get our Rogue One selection and order what you like at rogueone.asp on Entertainment Earth. And I think that's everything. So see you guys next week. Oh, no, wait, I won't see you guys next week. I'm on assignment, so I will let you know how that goes. Bye, everybody.